If you were at Mass a couple of days ago, you'll remember that I talked about a concert that I went to at the Royal Albert Hall with the Royal Choral Society. But I was also at the Royal Albert Hall on two other days. On the Monday and Tuesday of the week I was in London, I was at a leadership conference with 5,000 Christian leaders from around the world. And the heart of the conference was thinking about what does it mean to be a missional church in the 21st century? That is a church that moves from a kind of interior introspection to an exterior expression of living the gospel and inviting people into a personal encounter with Jesus so they're converted to Jesus and they're converted to the church and in turn they want to become missionary disciples. You can imagine how exciting it was to be there with leaders from all over the world desiring the same thing. The Holy Spirit is doing something in the church today. He's saying, I want my people to be like St. Paul. I want my people to be like the early church. And the good news is we can do it because the Holy Spirit is the author of this work. We can do it because the times in which we live call for it. If the church does not become missional, she will die. She will just continue to deteriorate and get older and smaller. But we have to understand something of the context of the times in which we live. And this is what I want to think with you about today for a few minutes. What are the ways in which people think about Jesus in our culture today? The first way is there are people who interrogate him. They question him. They demand of him. They are suspicious of him. And that's an attitude that many people have. The second attitude is one of complete indifference. They could care less, partly because they don't know anything about him. They might not even know his name or who he is. It might be hard to be able to reach those who are the interrogators, but the indifferent, if you invite them to consider Jesus, who knows what may happen? The interrogators, the indifferent, and then the third group are the inspired. That is, those who have come into an encounter, have come to a place where they are knowing Jesus in their own lives. And what is remarkable is in today's gospel, Jesus doesn't speak about the indifferent per se. We'll see that in the reading from Acts. But he does speak about those who are the interrogators and those who are the inspired. What do I mean? Well, listen to this last verse from today's gospel reading. On that day, you will ask nothing of me. What's that day? It's the day of the resurrection. And he says, on that day, you will ask nothing of me. Now, you need to remember that the New Testament was written in Greek, and Greek is a much more specific language than English. The word that Jesus uses for ask in this verse could be translated, you will not interrogate me. You will not interrogate me. That is, you won't demand of me, as they're in a sense doing now because they don't understand what Jesus is saying. They can't make sense of who he is and what he's doing. And so they're interrogating him. What do you mean, Jesus? I don't understand this. What are you talking about? But then listen to what he says next. Very truly, I tell you, here's the word again, if you ask anything of my Father in my name, he will give it to you. Now, the word for ask in the second sense is not to interrogate, but to request, to make a request, to be inspired, to allow for the Father to inspire the church so that in the name of Jesus, we can go out into the world and be a missional people. And that is exactly what we see happening in that reading from Acts. How beautiful it is that we have a sense that St. Paul is nervous. He's unsettled being in Corinth. You have to know that Corinth so perfectly represents the world. there was a verb in the ancient world. It was this, to Corinthianize. To Corinthianize meant to be a man or woman of the world. You lived a life of license, a life of sexual freedom, a life of doing whatever you wanted to. And that was what it was like to live in Corinth. And yet, the Lord says to Paul, do not be afraid, but speak, and do not be silent. Are you sometimes afraid of being a Catholic in this culture? I bet you are. When you read the news, when you see the antagonism, the interrogating attitude of so many. But listen, we're not to be afraid, for I am with you, and no one will lay a hand on you, because there are many in this city who are my people. Yesterday, I was on a video conference with 100 Catholic priests from around the world. And the focus of our conference is on what's called preaching with purpose, becoming missional priests. How encouraging it was. And do you know that this video conference was translated into 5 languages? English, Spanish, German, French, Italian, and Portuguese. Because there were priests from all of these different countries. And what the Lord is saying to us is, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be a passionate priest. Don't be afraid to proclaim the good news of the gospel, because there is no other message that can make a difference in people's lives. And so St. Paul, we're told, preaches, and he stays in Corinth for 1.5 years. But now see this point. Within the Jewish synagogue, what do the Jews do? They're so threatened by Paul and his message that they interrogate him. And they bring him before Galileo, who is the proconsul. He's kind of like the governor of that area. And although they interrogate St. Paul, in a sense, Galileo says, I could care less. This is just a matter of your religion. It has nothing to do with me. Do you see the point? The interrogators, the indifferent, and then the inspired. Listen to this beautiful sentence. Then they seized Sosthenes, the official of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. Why? Because the leader of the synagogue had turned to Jesus and had become a Christian. Yesterday we heard that another leader of the synagogue named Crispus had also become a Christian. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, remember Paul's in Corinth? He says these beautiful words, I, Paul, your brother, and Sosthenes, our brother in the Lord, send you greetings. What had happened? Sosthenes was inspired by the Holy Spirit, and the gospel message converted him. Don't you want St. Peter's to be this kind of church? Don't you want me to be this kind of priest like St. Paul? Don't we want to be a community that says, there are the interrogators, they are the indifferent, but I want to be the inspired. I want to make a difference with how I'm living my life, understanding my mission, so that many can come to the Lord and we can sing in the words of today's psalm. Clap your hands, all you people, shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord the Most High is awesome. He is a great King over all the earth.